I think that's got to be the fastest and easiest food order the three of us have ever made, like, ever. Oh, yeah. No, those delivery charges were definitely wild. But at least your brother drew the short straw and had to go and pick the food up. All we have to do now is sit here and wait for burger goodness. Yeah, like royalty. Or royalty right up until Mr. Tightass is back. Eating on this couch is like an Olympic event. Delicate precision is required. I still can't figure out why he doesn't just buy a table since he loves this couch like it's his firstborn child. I know. Oh, he spent so long finding just the right couch for what he wanted. And then waiting for a deal and complaining about it constantly. I've got to give it to him, though. This thing is super comfy. You know, I want to keep it looking good, too. No, neither of us does. Going through the third circle of hell that is couch choosing with him is the last thing on my mind. Hey, speaking of minds, you seem a little distracted tonight. What's on yours? No, you're okay. Just, you've been quieter than usual. I just wanted to, check in. But are you sure? You know, I don't want to press, but there were at least 5 awful dad jokes in the last 15 minutes, and you didn't say a word. You know, it's so unlike you. Ooh, see? Oh, where was that sass 10 minutes ago? No, you seem almost, I don't know, nervous. I just want to make sure that you know you can talk to me, you know? Even if it's just to vent. What do you mean I'm the only one you can't talk to? I'm always here for you. No, I mean, I know we don't hang out as much as we did, but you can talk to me anytime. Or text, call, you know, it doesn't matter. Well, you should. I miss talking to you more. Ah, look, just because I'm your brother's best friend doesn't mean I'm not your friend too. Wait, are you blushing? Oh, you are. See, I knew something was up. Come on. No, it's okay. No, I'm not teasing, I promise. Look, I do want to know what made you blush, though. Will you tell me? Well, something did. Come on, you can tell me. Of course, I won't be mad at you. Why would I be? I mean, really, with the kind of shit your brother and I get up to, I mean... exactly. So there isn't much you could say that would shock me, is there? And definitely nothing that will make me mad, okay? Yeah, we have known each other for a while. Okay. Go on. Of course it's okay. I'm glad you're telling me. No, I definitely wasn't expecting it. But I appreciate you telling me. No, I'm glad you told me. You didn't do anything wrong, and I'm definitely not mad, you know? I mean, everyone likes to be liked, right? Yeah, I did. You know, I kind of got vibes. But then I thought maybe I was reading into things that night we all went out for sushi, you know? And then when you were avoiding me after we'd been, you know, playing footsie at the table, and I haven't seen you since. Of course. Look, life's been busy for everyone, and I didn't think you were entirely avoiding me. But it definitely seemed weird to bring it up again, you know, especially just, I don't know, randomly, you know? Am I rambling now? Okay, yeah. Right. No, I know you're the one who did the hard thing just now. I know. Look, I'm not trying to steal your moment, all right? It's just that I've been thinking about it because I can kind of... okay, really into you too. Yeah. Yeah, I... Look, it's why I was worried I'd been misreading things. Well, I thought I might be imagining things. I don't know when, exactly. But it hasn't been too long since I figured it out for sure. Maybe even that sushi night. Or, that night I walked you home when there were no cabs. Yeah. Yeah, that was a hell of a walk. Yeah, and when we finally got to your door and you were so grateful and the way you looked at me, well, I thought... maybe there was something there, but we'd had a few drinks, so I second-guessed myself. Oh, wait, really? You were thinking about kissing me when we were standing there, right there. And here I was thinking the same thing. Ugh. Yeah, come on. That's just mean. You can't say things like that now. Okay. Look, I shouldn't ask, but I've got to know. Have you thought about it since then? Yeah. Yeah, me too. That's kind of why I was asking. But I can't quit while I'm ahead. Look, I want to know what kinds of things you've been thinking about. Oh. Oh, okay. So in your mind, I'm really smooth. Nice. Oh, hey. Sorry, relax. I'm just teasing. So, no, really, go on. What else have you been thinking about? Oh, so you've been thinking about being somewhere alone. With me. Just like we are right now. Ooh, very interesting. But hey, if we're both into it and fantasizing about it, why does it have to stay a fantasy? If I touch you here, does it feel how you thought it might? I like how you reacted to that. And if I touch you here? Nah, he takes forever. Look, it'll be a while yet before he gets back. Besides, it's not like he's light on his feet, yeah? We'll hear him. I know, that walk of his means you can track him from a couple of floors below like a rhinoceros. When we see the table shaking, yeah, we'll know he's close. We'll have plenty of time to act casual. Oh, now that's more like it. Now, what did you have in mind? Oh, decided not to waste any time tonight, did you?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.